Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Magnify the Lord by James MacDonald. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34:3. Over and over in Scripture, when people came to a critical juncture in their lives, they got a fresh view of God. Moses got it, Elijah got it, Abraham, Isaiah, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, got it. And guess what? You've got to get it too. Your Heavenly Father may be saying to you right now, "All right, let's get back to who I am." Pulling over brings perspective. That's why the psalmist says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." It's not that we need to make God bigger than he is. We need to see God for his actual greatness. We need to see our problems in proportion to the majesty of Almighty God. Small God, big problems. Big God, small problems. Greatness and majesty are good words to describe God, but an even better word is transcendence. The word transcendence means surpassing, beyond, above in excellence, in splendor, in majesty, in attribute, in beauty. Beyond all else, beyond compare. It's what you feel on a mountaintop, looking out over a valley or an ocean. It's what you feel standing on the edge of a volcano at sunrise. You need a fresh view of the greatness of God, or you're not going to have the strength for what's to come. Let God take you apart. See his majesty. Hear his word. Holy God, I agree with the psalmist who wrote, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Psalm 48. Thank you for lovingly pulling me over to give me a renewed view of yourself. I confess that I am tempted to see my problems as big and you as small. But you are a good father who knows how to give good gifts to your children. So give me a fresh glimpse of your transcendence today, I pray. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.